Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz announces multi-million-dollar federal funding for McAllen Airport. Federal funding to transform local airport and boost regional growth. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. In a significant development for the Rio Grande Valley, Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz announced today a substantial federal investment of over $7 million in the McAllen International Airport. This funding, part of the 2024 Consolidated Appropriations Act, marks a crucial moment for the airport and the region, as it aims to enhance its infrastructure, services, and overall traveler experience. Jeremy Santiscoy, PE, Director of Aviation at McAllen International Airport, highlighted the airport's commitment to providing travelers with exceptional service, emphasizing the importance of convenience, security, and safety. Today, we recognize the hard work of our leadership to keep improving our international air transportation hub, the Valley's preferred McAllen International Airport, Santiscoy said. Santiscoy shared his perspective on the anticipated impact of the newly announced federal funding, stating, "This significant financial support will be instrumental in enhancing our airport's infrastructure and enabling us to accommodate the growing number of passengers and flights. We are excited to continue working with our long-standing partners, American Airlines, United Airlines, and Allegiant Airlines, and to welcome new connections such as Aeromexico's daily flights to Mexico City. Additionally, introducing Delta Airlines' 3 daily flights to Austin starting April 22 and Volaris Airlines' twice weekly service to Cancun beginning July 3 marks a significant expansion of our destination offerings, promising greater accessibility and convenience for our travelers." McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos expressed excitement about the announcement, attributing the success to the spirit of partnership and collaboration that characterizes the region's approach to development. "This is exciting news, and amazing things can be done when you have good partners and good people working for you like we do in Washington," Villalobos stated. Roy Rodriguez, the city manager of McAllen, reflected on the city's trajectory of growth and development, underlining the airport's critical role in connecting McAllen with the world. "This funding significantly impacts upcoming terminal plans as we continue to serve McAllen and our region," Rodriguez said. He also mentioned the airport's contribution to the local economy, which supports over 7,000 jobs and generates over $633 million in economic impact annually. "The funding will facilitate various improvements at McAllen International Airport, including enhancing the terminal and supporting the airport's continued growth. Over the last decade, the airport has seen a compounded annual growth rate of approximately 3.8%, with over 965,000 total passengers in the previous year alone." Congresswoman de la Cruz expressed pride and excitement about securing the federal funds and stressed the significance of this investment for the community and the broader South Texas region. "Funding isn't just about numbers, it's about progress, opportunity, and economic growth in this region," she stated. The announcement also signaled new airline partnerships and routes, promising more excellent connectivity and opportunities for international investment. "The federal investment will catalyze further economic growth and development in McAllen and the surrounding areas. As McAllen International Airport prepares to embark on this next phase of growth, the community and its leaders stand united in their commitment to enhancing the airport's infrastructure and services. This federal funding is not just an investment in the airport but proof of McAllen and the entire Rio Grande Valley's potential and promise."